Well, it's a great privilege to be able to welcome here the Most Reverend Stanley Ntagali, who is the Archbishop of Uganda. So, Archbishop, what brought you to faith in the first place?
Greetings. I was 19 years old when I, having been in Sunday school, having been from a Christian family, having been baptized and confirmed, I did not have a closer walk with the Lord, but I felt a voice challenging me. I was just alone on Christmas Eve, and then I surrendered my life to the Lord. It's a long time ago. That was 1974, and then it was because I had been in a church school hearing the gospel, and I was reading my Bible, but not understanding. But the Spirit came to me and convicted me. I surrendered to the Lord, and I began a new journey of faith.
And that journey has led you to various different places.
Indeed, indeed.
So what's happened in the intervening years then?
Oh, yes, that's a good question. I started as a youth leader, leading the youth of my church. And through that, I was preaching the gospel through music. And in the same group was a young girl who attracted me and became my wife, Mama Beatrice, with whom we have been married for 38 years. So I became a youth leader. I became a missionary in Karamoja. The Samaritan's Bus are working in Karamoja, northeastern Uganda, where people are traditionalists. They love keeping cattle, and they believe that all the cattle in the world belong to them, that the God gave them to have those cattle. So when they go to steal and raid, they are bringing back their property. So I was in Karamoja for 9 years. Then I became an archdeacon, provincial administrator, bishop, and now archbishop.
All the way up the ladder.
Yes, yes.
So what has actually brought you to England and to Ipswich at the moment?
Could you this is my very first time to come to this part of the country. We are in partnership with the Samaritan's Pass, and they are working in Uganda and Rwanda. The Archbishop of Rwanda is somewhere within this country. We have been together moving about telling people with the Samaritan's Pass team. So that is why I'm here, and I'm very delighted to be here.
That's great. And as it happens, we've got the chief executive of Samaritan's Purse here, Simon Barrington. So I think he's got to come up as well, don't you?
Yes, yes.
So, Simon, would you like to briefly describe what this work is that you're partnering with?
Yeah, sure. About 6 years ago, we started working in Rwanda with the Archbishop of Rwanda, helping the churches there reach out into their communities, identify vulnerable families, the last, the least, and the lost, and helping the churches work with them to raise families up out of poverty. And we've seen amazing church growth there over the last 3 years. 2,600 people have come to faith as the church has provided health care insurance, has provided food and shelter. And then just over the last year, we've come alongside the church in Uganda in two dioceses up in the northwest of Uganda, and just starting the same process of helping people there understand that they have the resources to actually lift themselves out of poverty, and engaging 480 churches to be missional in their communities and to raise people out of poverty.
Thanks, Simon. And just to say, for those of you to make connections, Shoebox Appeal, Samaritan's Purse. And also to say that Jean and I have actually seen this work going on in Rwanda, and it's amazing, quite amazing. Archbishop, what have you seen of this project, and what effect it's had in your area?
Yes, we are operating in areas which have been through trouble. The northern part of Uganda, where the Lord's Resistance Army was operating for 20 years. There are many widows, many orphans. You find a home, two or three grandchildren being looked after by the grandmother. Food is very scarce because it was unfortunate due to climate change. Drought was a big problem last year, so many families do not have food. The children do not have lunch. They eat only one meal, and that affects their intellectual development, and sicknesses attack them easily. So we are seeing people gaining confidence. The mindset is changing. People are very confident that that's not the end of the world. They can have a better life.
And the beauty is they kind of do most of the work for themselves.
That's right. Our land is so fertile. When there is enough rainfall, people do work hard in their garden. So they are having positive attitude against, on work, and they are not very disappointed. They are knowing that things are going to change. And we see that through our churches, mobilizing the communities, people are beginning to have new hope.
Hope. And I think that's the key word, hope.
Yes.
And it does transform communities. I've seen it, as we said, in Rwanda. We've seen it in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
This is a remarkable movement that God's doing at
that's
the moment.
That's right, yes.
Enough of us and me interviewing you. I think we need to ask you to come and preach. So if we just pray for you, Archbishop Stanley. Father, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you that you have sent him to be with us this morning. And I want to pray, Lord, that you would speak through him, that we may hear from you into our hearts. May your spirit move among us, we pray. In Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.